All right, folks, let's get into this story. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Podcast. This is officially the first time that I am videoing the podcast, right? Like every other time, I've just done it in the studio and I've done audio, but I'm told that video is the way to go. And, you know, I've kind of been struggling a little to actually get entrepreneurs to come into the studio and do this thing. And I thought this is a more fun way to do it. This is how I'm kind of approaching the Entrepreneur Podcast from now on, I think. I'm going to be publishing a lot more on YouTube and obviously still Spotify for podcasters, but I'm going to be going to people, hopefully, you know, and having these conversations with entrepreneurs. And the idea for the Entrepreneur Podcast was essentially, you know, to focus on people that have done incredible things in business, in entrepreneurship, that are maybe not even spoken about. You know, if it's the local cleaning lady who's changed a bunch of lives, or if it's, you know, a guy who built a business from zero to supporting 30 or 40 families. I think with the passion and the kind of the idea for all of this got started for me was really from my upbringing, because my stepdad was, you know, a qualified engineer. He emigrated, well, a qualified fitter and turner. By trade, and he had left Spain at a pretty young age, you know, kind of mid-30s, and, you know, not being able to speak the language, decided that emigrating to South Africa would be a fantastic idea. So that's exactly what he did, and obviously he must have been connected somehow to get himself some sort of a job, and that's what he did. And then he did English lessons in the evenings, so that he could communicate. And in that time, when he started learning English, he also then saved up a bunch of money and bought himself a milling machine, which I'm not going to explain what a milling machine is. I mean, I'm not by no means an engineer or have any passion to be, but a milling machine is, you know, like a pretty basic machine that cuts steel. It's not a CNC. It's not going to build a rocket or anything, but it's a fairly decent machine, and it was a place to start. So he started this thing, and you know, like he worked basically for a boss for 5 years during the day. At nighttime, he would actually go and produce the stuff, you know, the work on this milling machine that he could get together. As he got more and more busy, he employed one guy who would then work during the day while he was working a day job still to kind of produce stuff. And slowly, slowly, and not much sleep over a long period of time, he did really well. You know, by the time he passed away at 62, very young from cancer, you know, he had a giant factory with loads of CNC machinery. They were doing all kinds of work for the mines and this kind of thing. And, you know, really nobody knows his story. That business to this day is still functioning and still going in South Africa. I was only a part of it for a short time while I was growing up, and it's another story for another day. But these are the sorts of stories that I'm looking for. Like I immigrated to Canada about 5 years ago now. And, you know, I'm based in Parksville on Vancouver Island. And I just know that there must be a load of business people here, both young and old, that just have the most incredible stories to tell. You know, both past and present. And these are the sorts of people that I'd love to talk to on the podcast. I'm not looking for giant numbers on the podcast. I'm not looking for, you know, fame. I'm not looking to interview Richard Branson or Gary Vee or one of these hugely famous people. I wouldn't turn down the opportunity, right? I definitely wouldn't turn down the opportunity. But the point of the Entrepreneur Podcast is to tell the stories of those that have just done incredible things in business that nobody knows about. They've changed people's lives. Just the other day, I was talking to a lady who was about to become a client. Unfortunately, she didn't become a client, but that's another story for another day. And she told me such an incredible story about a lady that had been working for her. She wasn't great with people, but they gave this lady an opportunity. And she had no teeth, basically, from just drug use and like whatever other abuse she had put herself through. And you know, they got together, and this woman like really put herself out there. It was COVID time, so she was able to wear a mask, And she worked like that for the first few years and really earned her stripes and really earned the respect of her employers. And, you know, by the time the masks came off, obviously she didn't want to take them off. But what they did was they got together, the bosses, and they actually sent her for cosmetic surgery and fixed her teeth, which I think is just incredible. It's a story that nobody will ever know, right, unless it's relayed. And why should people know those stories? Well, because we often, as the media, like, they just focus on all the negative, bad stories that are out there. There's so many good people doing good things in silence, you know, and I want to praise those people. And specifically entrepreneurs, because there's also loads of people who spend their lives trying to pat themselves on the back, showing people how wonderful they are and how much they spend their time helping others because they're such good people. And they leverage that with, you know, sponsorship deals and making money and all the rest of it. That is not like the kinds of people that I'm looking to talk to at all. I'm looking to talk to, you know, heroes that are heroes in the shadows, if I can put it to you that way, in silence. Nobody like praises the things that they've done, the families they've supported, the kids they've put through school, sent to university, the sportsmen they've created, whatever it might be. So that is what the Entrepreneur Podcast is going to focus on from now on. Like, if you've got any suggestions and you're in British Columbia, you're on Vancouver Island in particular, you know, I can get to anybody and we can do anything. Please give me your suggestions, put them down here. I'll try and stick in a website here or something. Otherwise, just hit me up on garciamedia.ca or drop me an email, julio@garciamedia.ca, and let's talk for the Entrepreneur Podcast. All right, bam, we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.